An episode of intense boredom at a dinner party led to the foundation of Salon du Chat, the latest edition of which is happening in Limerick this bank holiday Monday. Salon du Chat is described by one of its founders, Roisin Buckley, as a conversation installation, but in a good way. The event gathers people who are up for a natter and attempts to give their meeting a little curation via a menu of conversational options. Culture Files Louise McMahon brought her Zoom to the most recent Salon du Chat.
So welcome to Salon du Chat, where we like to have the chit without the chat. We have a menu here with some delectable conversational starters, main course and desserts. So I'll just give you a menu there.
The Salon du Chat, the concept is it's a conversation installation, which sounds scary and it's not. The setup is that we ask people to come into a cafe, they sit down, we give them a nice drink and a menu, and from the menu they choose, instead of food, they choose conversation. Starters needs to be something you can get into easily. So if you're sitting down with a couple of people you don't know, a starter is a good way to gauge who you're talking to and what their attitude and their approach is and how comfortable you'll be about really expressing what you really think. Mains tend to be heavier, meatier, more filling. A bit more, you can get stuck into them. And then the desserts tend to be a bit more fun, a bit lighter. If we're at Electro Picnic, we'll do kind of flirty, frivolous ones. So then it can get into speed dating rather than speed debating. And that has happened. Sometimes people have met and friendships have blossomed at Salon du Chat.
So for starters, we have a number of different topics. Where I lived and what I lived for. Snapchattering. JFK, WTF. Irish English. Blurring the city boundaries. The revolution will not be Spotified.
The idea for Salon du Chat first came years and years and years ago. My husband and I were at a 30th birthday party and it was a big long dinner table. He got seated, we came in late. He got seated at one end and I got seated at the other end. And at the end of the night, I had a fantastic conversation and his was really, really boring. And we knew that the people he was sitting with are really, really interesting. They just kind of got stuck in this really boring conversation. And we were saying the food menu is there to help us choose the food. We could have done with somebody helping us choose the conversation. And that's kind of where the genesis of the idea came from, and it grew and it grew and it grew. And my husband's a designer, so we kind of worked together with two of my friends on building this. It's almost like a theatre piece where the audience are the performers and you're performing for yourself.
Starters, to remind you to stay on topic and just give me a shout out whenever you're ready and I can bring you over your main course.
Perfect.
And if you've any problems with the discussion or need any guidance or anything like that, just give me a shout.
No worries.
Okay.
Thanks, guys. Can we find out what's in Snapchattering?
It was very exciting to be accepted by Limerick City of Culture to run a Salon du Chat series, which is something we haven't done before, because Salon du Chat has always been a once-off event. So being able to plan a series is very exciting. And the concept is that there's one every season. So for each Salon du Chat, we're attaching ourselves to a festival, something that's happening anyway, and our menus are being tailored around the concepts of the festival. So Limerick Spring Festival of Politics and Ideas is all about politics and culture, and so the menu reflects that. Then the next one is part of the Limerick Food Festival, so the topics will have more of a food relevance about where we get our food and how our food choices are made and the whole process of food in 2014.
Are the Snapchat people secretly saving everything?
I don't know.
Database?
This is it. I don't know. I mean, it's really popular with young people. So
my background, I suppose, is a mix of production, arts, and media. My most previous job, I was working as a producer. And prior to that, I was doing something else completely. I was managing a dance company in Limerick City, Dagda Dance Company. During that time, the Salon du Chat concept started coming together, because Dagda Dance Company used to run these events called Mamushka Nights, which were kind of like open house nights where anybody could put a project in and be given a space to put their project on. And it was brilliant. And that's where we did the first Salon du Chat. And it just really, really took off. So it was a night where most people were doing a performance or were singing or doing a bit of theatre, and along the side we had our Salon de Chat, which happened in between each performance.
Can your friends, strangers, on it?
No, the problem is you're both looking to me as an expert, and I've never used
you
Snapchat.
Put yourself as the expert, and you are wearing a crown, by the way.
You kind of threw yourself out
with
there
jewels.
When you said it's like
those jewels on her. Look at those jewels.
Got such a good reception that from there on I took it to Electro Picnic. And in Electro Picnic there's a whole section called Mindfield, which is all about the spoken word, and it just fitted in there perfectly. So we've had a tent in there every year, and it's a really good match of Salon de Chat, and the audience are really kind of on the right wavelength, although we do find Saturday's audience at Electro Picnic are a bit more coherent than Sunday's audience. But that brings its own colourfulness to the conversation as well.
For dessert we have What's on the Box Set, It's Only Words, See You Next Tuesday, Charity Needs Clarity, We Need to Talk, Poor Man's Kilkee, The Boardwalk Empire, Overbearing Status Sharing, and We're Not Leaving.
Roisin Buckley there, and your waiter was David Studer. The next Salon de Chat, as Roisin mentioned, is this coming Bank Holiday Monday in Limerick, and that's at the Spiegel Tent. They'll also be gabbing at the Electric Picnic at the end of August. Keep an eye on salondechat.ie for all future dates.